The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jaya Bhattaka Swami on June 6, 1984 in New Vrindavan in West Virginia. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 8, verse 11 through 12.
Sukadeva Goswami continued, having thus been especially requested by Nanda Maharaj to do that which he already desired to do, Garga Muni performed the name-giving ceremony for Krishna and Balarama in a solitary place. No purport. Text 12. Sri Garga Uvacha.
Sri Garga Uvacha.
Ayam hi Rohini Putra.
Ramayam
Suhido Gunai.
Ramayam Suhido Gunai.
Akhyasyati Rama Iti.
Akhyasyati Rama Iti.
Baladi Khyat Balam Vidu.
Baladi Khyat Balam Vidu.
Yagunang Apritak Bhavat.
Yagunang Apritak Bhavat.
Sankarshanam Ushantyapi.
Sankarshanam Ushantyapi.
Translation. Garga Muni said, this child, the son of Rohini, will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Therefore, he will be known as Rama. And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudeva's family and the family of Nanda Maharaj, he will be known as Sankarsana. Translation. Garga Muni said,
this
child, the son of Rohini,
will give all happiness
to his relatives and friends
by his transcendental qualities.
Therefore, he will be known as
Rama.
And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength. He will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because he unites two families. Vasudeva's family. And the family of Nanda Maharaja. He will be known as Sankarsana. Purport. Baladeva was actually the son of Devaki, but he was transferred from Devaki's womb to that of Rohini. This fact was not disclosed. According to a statement in Harivamsa, Pratyuvacha tato Ramaha sarvangstam abhitasthitan yadaveshvapi sarveshu bhavanto mama vallavaha. Garga Muni did disclose to Nanda Maharaja that Balarama would be known as Sankarsana because of uniting two families, the Yadu Vamsa and the Vamsa of Nanda Maharaja, one of which was known as Kshatriya and the other as Vaisya.
Both families had the original forefather, the only difference being that Nanda Maharaja was born of a Vaisya wife, whereas Vasudeva was born of a Kshatriya wife. Later, Nanda Maharaja married a Vaisya wife, and Vasudev married a Kshatriya wife. So although the families of Nanda Maharaja and Vasudeva both came from the same father, they were divided as Kshatriya and Vaisya. Now Baladeva united them, and therefore he was known as Sankarsana. Thus in the purport and translations of verse, this is text 11 and 12, chapter 8, canto 10 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, by His Divine Grace Srila Abhoycharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in the matter of Lord Krishna shows the universal form. Here, the description of the naming, Balaram, Krishna's older brother, is given. Balaram, because he's the older brother, therefore he's being named first. Thereafter, Krishna gets named. The name they give Krishna is Bhakti Tir. You don't know? What do you think?
Bhakti.
No, they give. Anyone knows what the name they give Krishna?
Vasu.
Nagaranda?
Krishna.
The name he was given was Krishna. That's why we call him Krishna. Because he was given Idanim Krishna Dam Gata. So, Krishna. The name Krishna was given to him by Garga. But of course that name always existed. And Garga Muni knew that this was Krishna and Balaram, as will be described later. So Rama means he gives happiness. He's the supreme enjoyer. But when we serve the Lord who is the supreme enjoyer, not only we become happy. This is the wonderful secret. That by serving the Lord, who is the supreme enjoyer, we actually become happy. By serving our own whimsical desires, our own material inclinations, we simply become miserable. But by serving the desires of the Lord, then we become happy. So the method of getting transcendental happiness is serving the lotus feet of Lord Balarama. No one can approach Krishna without the mercy of Balarama. No one can approach Lord Chaitanya without the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So, of course, they're very merciful. So, but we should not try to jump over. That's why the Guru is considered to be the representative of Balaram or Nityananda. And to approach the Lord, we cannot jump over the Guru. We have to go through the Guru Parampara. In this way, approaching Balarama or Nityananda Prabhu, and thereby achieving the shelter of Lord Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, because Lord Balarama has got extraordinary bodily strength, he has all transcendent, not only bodily strength. Of course, he's saying this for Nanda Maharaj, but actually Lord Balaram, he's the first expansion of Krishna. There's no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Basically, they have everything exactly the same, potential, the same pastimes, except Krishna is original. He is the original and Balaram is his first expansion. Krishna is black, Balaram is white, transcendentally white. So, the Krishna Balaram, they are glorified by Jayadeva and his together. They appeared at the same time, the original personality and his original expansion. Narayan expansions, the Mahavishnu expansions, these are all coming from Lord Balarama. So Balarama, he is the source of all spiritual strength. He is the, by his, in his form as Sankarsana, in his form, he is maintaining all of the material and spiritual universes. They're all being held up by a fraction of the strength of Lord Balarama. So, also we can get spiritual strength for serving Lord Krishna from Lord Balarama and Kali Yuga and his incarnation as Lord Nityananda. Someone may say, how is Krishna and Balaram brothers? How are they brothers? Ram Gokhar?
They have the same father.
Anything else? Same father.
Same grandfather.
Well, you have the same father, you have the same grandfather too. You're saying they're not the same father?
No. His same mother also. Can be transferred?
Right. Same mother, same father. Rohini is another wife of Lord Vasudeva, of King Vasudeva. But actually, it describes here, Baladev was originally in the womb of Devaki. He prepared everything for Krishna coming. And then he transferred over to Rohini. And they thought that Devaki had a miscarriage then. So actually, he was first in the womb of Devaki. So in that sense, also the same mother. And Vasudev, in any either case, is the same father. So actually here Prabhupada mentions the Baladeva was actually the son of Devaki, but he was transferred from Devaki's womb to that of Rohini. This fact was not disclosed. Everyone should listen to these purports. See, a lot of little, in one sentence there, so many secret information has been revealed. Now, Nanda Maharaj was also, of course, a brother, half-brother with Vasudeva. So Nanda Maharaj, in that sense, Krishna was also a brother. But a cousin brother, you know, from Nanda Maharaj's point of view with Balaram. But even today in India, if you ask somebody, they'll come and say, "Is he a relation? He's my brother." Which is written on. You just mean he lives in the same village, that kind of brother? No, no. My own real brother. Blood brother. My own brother, my own father's brothers, wife's brother's son. My own brother. If it's your cousin brother, because it's all joint family, they all live together. If it's your own cousin, what we consider first cousin, that's full-out brother. No difference. In some of the families, there's 50 people live together. Say the father has five brothers, they all have their wives, and all have, say each of them have 5 kids, 10 kids. They can have some of them 55 family members, all live in one big compound. And they call the children, they remember, this is my father, and he's the older uncle than my father is called Jetta, and the younger is called Kaka. But they call them all as children. And sometimes they even forget that, you know, which is mine and which is the brother's. It's just like merges, you know. It's so close. Of course, here in the West, family life is already broken up. There it's very natural that if the father leaves, the older brother, whoever the oldest brother is alive, he takes charge of the whole family. Nobody does it unless he approves of it. And that's what has kept Vedic tradition, everything, very strong for so long, is this very strong family. Now, the Indian government, they've charged more taxes on joint Hindu families since the past 25 years than they do on individual families. So by economic force, people are being split apart. And this way, the government can spread socialism and other things. Because the strong Hindu family unit was so powerful that nobody can break it. So they... Kali Yuga is breaking it. But in any case, Krishna and Balaram, from everybody's angle of vision, either the real transcendental vision or from Vasudeva's vision or from Nanda Maharaj's vision, they're all Krishna and Balaram, both brothers. And that same relationship was maintained between Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, that they accepted each other as practically like brother. And Lord Nityananda, before Lord Chaitanya, he was older. These are all allow for transcendental pastimes to be exchanged. The devotees, when they do Sankirtan, they should we meditate on the lotus feet of Balaram and Krishna, of Nitai and Gaur, to get special strength. When there's a difficulty, then they can take shelter and chant their holy names and pray that they can get more strength for serving the lotus feet. This is a special meaning also of Baladeva, Balarama. Krishna, Narottam Das Thakur prayed, Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Akkhana Daya Karo Ani Bolo Dukhi. That Lord Nityananda, you are filled with transcendental ecstasies. I am always in a miserable material suffering mentality. Please have your mercy upon me, that I can just immediately, because I'm so unfortunate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Question?
If Krishna and Balaram are both born of the same father, why is it that Krishna is sometimes said to be a Vaishya and Balaram to be a Kshatriya?
Because everyone thought that Krishna was born from Nanda Maharaj, and it explains here that Nanda Maharaj married as Lokanath was explaining, that they have the same grandfather from that relationship. Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva were born from the same father, they're brothers. But Nanda Maharaj's mother was a Vaishya. The previous, as a king or any, they can marry any good woman, no matter what particular background she had. Well, that she had obviously a Vaishya background. So Nanda Maharaj, he could have gone either way. With a Kshatriya father and a Vaishya mother, he could have become a Vaishya or he could have become a Kshatriya. He had the choice. You know, or he could, you know, he has to do a lot of austerities to become a Brahmana. But he took up the occupation of a Vaishya and he married a Vaishya wife. And so from a practical point of view, everyone thought that Krishna was the son of Nanda. And that's the way he was brought up and everything. So he was called, you know, acted like a Vaishya. But Rohini is the wife of Vasudeva, but she was an exile. So she was took shelter in Nanda Maharaj's house. And Baladeva was known right from the beginning as the son of Vasudeva and Rohini. And so he was a Kshatriya. But he also played like the cowherd boy. With his plow, always carries his plow. Krishigo Rakshu Dhamin Chirvani. What more? Vasudeva is in the prison. His situation was not very favorable.
So she stayed with her sister, she stayed without a husband in the hospital.
She's remained for quite some time in with Nanda Maharaj because of the dangerous political situation that Kamsha's the king. It was dangerous for Krishna and Balaram. So for Balaram's interest, she stayed away. To protect her offspring, she remained separated to protect Balaram, her life. It wasn't Vasudeva and Devaki's situation was somewhat difficult. Look, Anand, Ji.
What are the social rules for marrying from one caste to the other? I understand that it's still high restriction. But a woman who she can marry even below her caste is forbidden also.
Well, in Krishna consciousness, it's not that applicable.
But I mean, the traditional marital there's still a consideration. What is proper as far as making a marriage?
Normally, women could marry out, but it wasn't thought good if the woman married out. Or if the man married up. But, you know, it did happen sometimes. Pratyaloma, and there's two names for it. So the woman a man marrying a woman from a tradition, a lower tradition, whatever, wasn't considered to be as, you know, it was to some extent acceptable, but the offspring would be watched to see, you know, what qualities they had, to see what, you know, what they weren't considered paid, you know, they would consider that the practical offspring.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Going off to Atlanta today. We will try to increase their service as far as possible.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Sri Chintai Gosi Sri Radha Radha Kanta Jai Jagannath Subhadra Balaram Ki.
Jai.